Amen. It's good to be saved, isn't it?
Yes.
I told you I stripped the cog last night, but that's all right. I enjoyed it, and I thank God for his blessings. But we'll get out what we can tonight, and we'll go from there. But I thank God for his amazing grace. I tell you what, it's amazing, thank God, today that he saved me and picked me up and forgave me my sins. But it's been more amazing, Brother Jason, that he's put up with me since. Thankful for his grace. Amen.
Amen.
You find in the Bible, the very last verse of the Bible, it ends with the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. The first time you find the grace of God mentioned in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 6, where Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace is mentioned 171 times in the Bible. 128 in the New Testament. I believe about 96 or 7 in Paul's writing. But I'm glad for the grace of God. I'm glad and thankful that I found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
Noah found grace, and I thank God for that. And I'm glad for the day that I found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Because I am what I am by the grace of an almighty God.
Right.
If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I know where I'd be tonight. But thank God he saved me. Allowed me to preach, thank God, and I'm on my way to heaven. What a blessing that is.
Amen.
I'm just glad for the grace of God. I think about Noah and how he found grace in the eyes of the Lord and what God did for him in his life. And I think about his granddad there as he, Bible says at 65 years old, when Lamech was born, or Methuselah was born, excuse me, Enoch walked to the Lord. I'll get them out in order here in just a minute. But the Bible says there that at 65 years old, that something just clicked with Enoch. And for the next 300 years, he walked to the Lord. And what a blessing that is. And as I look at these little children around, I believe there's something needs to be clicking with our parents today.
Amen.
Are you with me? I believe that they need to find the importance of the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
We have our ball games and these things, and that's all well and good. But the youngins ought to have the priority, the house of God comes first.
Amen. Amen.
Wednesday nights, Sunday morning, Sunday school. Or be faithful to the house of God.
Amen.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But I can imagine Enoch as he walked with God and at 365 years old, he left this old world. He was or was not. I can imagine as he walked that hillside that day, walking the Lord, thank God, and stepped off of this side on this earth and stepped right out on in eternity.
Right.
What a blessing that is, thank God.
Yeah.
Brother Tom, I still practice that every once in a while. Just going down the street or at the house, thinking about stepping off of this old world and stepping right out on into eternity. What a day that will be.
Amen.
In a moment of twinkle of an eye.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God for that. But I'm glad for the grace of God. It is amazing grace. If you got your Bibles, turn with us, if you would, to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, if you would.
Amen.
The book of Ephesians chapter 5. This has been on my heart all day. Some years ago when I preached at Willow Valley in a revival. I don't know how many years for Brother Ray. The Lord laid this scripture on my heart. And we went all week from this text here, redeeming the time.
Amen.
We had a wonderful revival.
Yep.
I'll say this today, we've had a wonderful revival here this week.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but the Lord's helped me.
Yes, amen.
Lord's encouraged me. A lot of times the evangelist needs it just as bad as the church does. And it's been a help to me this week. Just to be with you and feel the presence of the Lord and the Spirit of God What a blessing that is, thank God, just to sit together in heavenly places. I tell you what, thank God, we're together in Christ Jesus, and what a blessing that is. But the Bible says here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, ye not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so to wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Brother Richard Aldridge, if you would, pray for us, brother.
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, with a thankful heart, thankful opportunity to gather with your people, Lord, to
praise your name
and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I pray, lift Brother Andy up to you. I just ask you to illuminate his mind, and Lord, just
thank you, Lord.
Speak to him, Lord, that
praise
what
your
we
name.
Need to hear. Keep Father, for all things, we give you honor and praise and glory for it all. For Father, we can't do anything by ourselves. Father, thank you. We ask you to forgive us where we failed you. And Lord, go with us through the rest of this service for all things, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And amen.
Amen. As we look here tonight, as Paul was writing to the Ephesians, he encouraged them here to redeem the time. He said, redeem the time because the days were evil. Right. You know, time is a precious thing that God's given us each and every time. Every one of us is limited by time, 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. And I got through all that without making a mistake. But we know and realizing that we're all limited by time in our life. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. It doesn't matter where you come from or anything else. You're limited by time. And we know and realize it each and every day. It don't seem like we've got enough time each and every day. It seems like we've got this to do and that to do. But I tell you what, we need to make sure and make the most of our allotted time down here that God's gave us. As I've said this week, our steps are numbered. Our bounds are set. And God's given us a walk down here to walk. And we need to walk it for the Lord in our best of our ability and make the most of our days. And make the most of our time. I'm just going to kind of scratch the surface of some of these. We could stay here all night. My voice won't let me. I'll be pretty brief tonight. But I want to encourage you to think about how your time and how you apply your time each and every day. And the Bible gives us some things here that we can make the most of our time. The Bible says here, redeem the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. If I was to sit down, or your pastor was to sit down with you and ask you, are you in the perfect will of the Lord in your life? Have you sought God? Have you asked him to put you right in the center of his will, doing what he wants you to do? We need to be in the will of God in life. A wasted life is a life that's lived outside the will of God.
Amen.
God has got a plan for your life.
Amen.
God has got something for you to do in your life. And we need to walk in God's will for our life each and every day. We need to seek him with all our heart, saying, God, help me make the most of my days that I'm in the center of your will. We never know when our days are going to be over with. This might be the last service I ever preach in, brother. I don't know that. But I thank God. I believe I'm in His will tonight, preaching this right here.
Amen.
But let me say this just real quickly. The will of God for your life will never contradict the Word of God.
Right.
Are you with me?
Amen.
If you want to find the will of God for your life, start right there in that King James Bible.
Right.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
And God will show you His will, amen. And He'll open the doors to you that needs to be opened. And He'll close the doors that needs to be closed. I've learned that a long time ago. We serve a big God. I can't see out there in the future, but He can.
Right.
I'm glad, thank God, that we serve a big God. I tell you what, there's perfect peace in His will.
Amen.
When you get His will, thank God, there's joy in serving the Lord. And what a blessing that is. But, you know, a lot of things I can't tell you where exactly you need to be or what you need to be. But I can say some dogmatic things. I can tell you from the Word of God what the will of God is for your life.
Right.
First of all, the will of God is over in 2 Peter, if you would. You'll find in 2 Peter chapter 3, I can find this and say dogmatically, this is the will of God for your life. In 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
I believe in my heart tonight, it's the will of God, not any should perish. Not one die and go to hell. It's the will of God for all to be saved. That's why He tasted death for all mankind. Amen. God said He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But thank God, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints.
Right.
He's not willing that any should perish.
Right.
There's not one person you run into that it's God's will that they die and go to hell.
Amen.
He's long-suffering. He's merciful.
Amen.
He draws them. You'll have to go over the grace of God to go into hell because He'll try to be there on every corner, amen.
Amen.
You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I read in the Word of God where He told His disciples, He said, I must needs go down through Samaria.
Right.
I must needs go down through Samaria. There's a woman there that's lost and undone. She's looking for something to fulfill her life. And she's looking in the world and it's just not bringing any contentment.
Yeah.
But He went down there, the Bible says He sat down on the well. And I remember the first time I got a hold of that, Brother David Ward was preaching at it. How He sat down on the well. I'm glad one day He just sat down on the well in between me and the world.
Right.
In between me and the world, the water, amen.
Yeah.
He got in the way, thank God.
Amen.
And He gave me a drink of that living water, thank God. I'm glad He is that living water. And thank God it flows from the belly inside, thank God. And it gives us joy springing up to everlasting life. I'm glad today, thank God, there is a living water, thank God, that
amen.
Quenches our thirst, amen.
Yes.
That the world can't quench, amen.
Right.
But we know it's the will of God. I thank God that that none should perish, but thank God He's long-suffering and merciful. We find as well over in the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, if you would. I can tell you the will of God here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You just pray for me, I'll be all right. I know it sounds like it hurts, but it don't hurt a bit. It don't hurt a bit. Anyway, we find in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4 and verse 3. For this is the will of God. I can tell you that by the Word of God.
Amen.
Even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. The Bible says the will of God here, that it's not the will of God for anyone to have a relationship outside the bond of marriage.
Amen.
Whether in adultery or whether premarital relationship, it is not the will of God. And I'll say this, it's not the will of God for anybody to shack up.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. There's a few amens there.
Amen. It's the Bible. Amen.
You say, preacher, you shouldn't preach. No, it's the will of God. I can tell you that.
Amen.
There's no use to come and ask me. There's no use. Preacher, it's all right if I move in with my boyfriend. So, oh well, that comes out just completely wrong.
I know what you meant, brother.
Yeah, some little girl come to you and said, "Just is it, preacher's all right?"
No.
You can take it right to the Bible and say, "This is not the will of God." At least you got somebody laughing back here. Anyway. Lord's good to us. I thank God for that.
Amen.
But we live in a day and hour, I tell you what, where this needs to be preached and taught. We see that just real quickly. It is not the will of God for anybody. I believe it, and I'll say this just real quickly as well. It's not the will of God. And I know mistakes happen and things happen in life. But I remember what my grandpa told me is me and Lisa got married, and I'm not going to say wedding or funeral of them. I was preaching a while back, and I said my funeral day, and that just didn't go well either. But anyway, but on my wedding day, my grandpa, he gave me some good advice.
Yeah.
He looked at me and said, "Son, just remember what you just promised that little girl in there. And remember you promised God to, the day you die, you're going to love her, you're going to cherish her, you're going to be right there for
her." Amen. Amen.
It's the death of your heart.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Woo! Yeah. I'm liable to get loosened up here in a minute.
Go ahead. Amen.
Yeah. I know things happen in life and mistakes are made along through life, but our young people need to hear.
Amen.
Before you run to that altar,
yes,
you better pray about it.
That's right.
Amen.
Before you think you're going to love the rest, you better get down and ask God to help you.
Right.
Because it's going to be a journey.
Amen.
It's a good journey when God's in control of it.
Right.
But thank God he said it's the will of God that you abstain from fornication. We'll move right on just here real quickly. The Bible says as well over here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. I can tell you the will of God for your life. There's no use to argue about it. This is God's will, not my will. But the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
I can say tonight that's the will of God for each one of us to be thankful.
Amen.
It's His will.
Yeah.
That we are to be thankful for what we got. Enter His courts with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Enter into His house with praise. Thank God. He said it's the will of God that we give thanks for what we've got each and every day. I'll say this. This brother back here served in Vietnam. Me and Luke, some about 15 years ago, got to go to Cambodia. And ever since I feel very, how can I say this? Very little sympathy for people in America that say they have a heart. They have a heart.
Yeah. Amen.
We are blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
We've got far more than we need.
Yeah.
And we're the most grumbling people that there is.
Right. Amen. Amen. It's true.
Amen. It's the will of God that we give thanks for what we've got. I've got a picture of a little boy, best I remember. His name was Joe DeLynn. He was in the dumps there in Phnom Penh. The dump was about 100 acres. It was fenced in and mostly on fire. There was smoke coming up everywhere. But we had went there with a children's home. A mom was wanting to give away her kids because she couldn't support it. As we went into that dump, bringing those trash trucks in from the city and dumping trash out there. And as the trash come out, they would have coconuts in the trash trucks there. And those kids were grabbing those coconuts and splitting it open and eating. I remember Luke looking at me and said, "Dad, I'll try not to complain when I get home." He has said so. But there was a little fellow there, and I'm guessing he was around the age of 10, somewhere in there. He had big old galoshes on. I'm sure he got them out of the dump. Sweatpants that looked like they were stuck to him. And it looked like a Miami Dolphins jacket on him. I'm sure his wardrobe came right off the trash truck. Yeah. But that little fellow had a hook, a stick with a hook. And I guess they were picking out plastics for recycling out of that dump. I do not know, because he had a sack and he had that hook, and he was going, when that trash would come off that truck, I mean, you talk about a little fellow working. I mean, he was picking up, he was working circles around everywhere else. I said, look at that. If I could get that fellow to take me home, take him home with me, you talk about a worker. He would make something of himself. And I looked at that and I said, "Thank you, Lord." I got the picture of him. Luke took a picture of him walking through that dump. And I look at it every once in a while, and I just say, "Thank you, Lord." I think about he probably, I'd say 25 or 26 now, and I often think what has become of him. I look at that, and I remember I got some pictures of those dozers going back and forth in that dump there. And as they went back and forth, there's one of them little fellows out there. All he had was a little pair of shorts on, no shoes, no shirt, no nothing. And he was just standing there right beside that dozer as it went back and forth. And I'm thinking, how many of them little fellows just get run over out here and just pushed up and trash in? Yeah. I don't want to make you feel bad, but I tell you what. Y'all ought to. Lord has blessed us so much and been so good to us. And we're so unthankful at times. Amen. It's the will of God that we are to give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you thankful for a good church to come to?
Yes.
Aren't you thankful for brothers and sisters in Christ that love you and will be right there for you no matter what? Aren't you thankful that you've got the freedoms you got, thank God. I tell you what, all the blessings you got each and every day, we need to be thankful for what we got, amen. I believe it moves heaven, amen. When a child of God is to say, "Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me," amen.
Amen.
What a blessing. It's the will. We got to move on here. Just real quickly, think about redeeming a time. Redeeming a time. Go back, if you would, back to Ephesians chapter 5. You'll find there the will of God for life. We'll find there as well. It says, redeeming a time because the days are evil. He said, I'll find it. I'll get back here too. Verse 18. It says, to be not drunk with wine or in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Want to make the most of your days? Walk in the Spirit and don't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
Amen. He said, be not drunk with wine where in excess. Let me just chive out right there for a minute. Our church has got pretty bad. Our church world as it is, so-called Christianity, have become social drinkers. Well, you end up throwing this. Yeah. Leave the junk alone.
Amen.
Grandpa used to say, "Son, there's no good. Never seen nothing but good out of it."
Right. Amen.
Just leave it alone.
Amen.
Yeah. People say, "I love God," carrying that case of beer around the grocery store.
Right.
Stay right with me.
Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's right.
Brother Richard, they never had to hold nobody down side of the road because they were dying because they got out and got drunk. Not good, is it? What? watched a young man die in my arms one night. He and his wife had a spat. Got out and got drunk. Hit the tree right in front of my house. As he crawled out of that car, I was trying to hold him down. Calls alcohol. Never forget that, Richard. I'll never forget walking through the jails up there at Boone and watching young men dying, just bawling their eyeballs out, say, "Preacher, pray for me. Got drunk the other day, run over somebody and killed me. I've ruined their life and their family's life, and I've ruined my life. I wish I had never seen this stuff." I'm glad, thank God, I got a taste of that new wine.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Well, glory, yes. Thank God. I'm glad I got a taste of that. If you, that's one thing often, if I do a wedding, I got some requirements. First of all, I want to know if both of them are saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And second of all, do you have another living spouse? I won't be a wedding. I'll pray for you. Do what I do.
Amen.
Next of all, is there any alcohol going to be served at your ceremony?
Right.
If they say yes to that, I'll call them to go and get somebody else.
Amen.
I tell people, you have to drink, get drunk, get married, you might not want to get married.
Amen.
That's a bad sign right there.
Amen.
Stay right with me. I'm just preaching, amen. Thank God. But be you filled with the Spirit. Thank God. I'm glad I've got a hold of something. Thank God. It's far better, amen, than that alcohol, amen. Thank God. Better than that booze, amen. Thank God I've got that Spirit inside of me. That new wine, thank God. Those apostles on that day of Pentecost, thank God. They was out there rejoicing. Thank God they was preaching to every tongue there that could listen to them, amen. And the other one said, "Well, these men are drunk on new wine." Amen. They said, "No, they're not going to be the just 9 o'clock in the morning." Thank God they got a hold of that new wine, amen. Thank God they got a joy in their heart. Thank God that this whole world can't give you, amen.
Right. Amen.
What a blessing that is.
Amen.
Thank God I got a hold of something better than that junk out there anyway. Thank God I got a hold. Thank God of something in my heart. It makes me rejoice. And thank God, Brother Patrick, I remember everything that went on. Thank God, and the next day, I'm rejoicing even more. Thank God, this little voice is about to loosen up. Thank God,
amen.
We can preach here in a minute. Thank God, I'm glad, thank God. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, amen. We need some people today that desire spiritual things, amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah. They'll desire ball games, they'll desire meals. I tell you what, Brother Jason, it just amazes me. You serve a meal, and you serve a few meals, it's amazing how many people will get there.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. And you have a prayer meeting where you just want to get down and pray, and they forget about it.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember some years ago, at my home church, we had a cookout and hayride, nothing wrong with that. I'll be right there for any of that. I enjoy fellowship. And some of the men there in the church had some horses, and they had some wagons, and man, they loaded them wagons up, and people took them up to the top of the hill and had a cookout. It was a wonderful time, it really was.
Yep.
But they loaded so many people on them old wagons, I tell you what, going up that cookout, I thought their horses wasn't going to make it up to you. But the next Sunday evening, that was Saturday. Next Sunday evening, we had visitation at the church. One little donkey could have pulled everybody that was there.
Amen. Yeah.
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 We need some people that desire the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Have you ever just got down and said, "Lord, let me die out to old self. Fill me with your Spirit, thank God. I need the Spirit of God, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God." Thank God, that's how we win the victory, thank God. Not by social realms or gloves or things like that. Not by the power of man, but thank God, by His Spirit, amen.
Amen.
That we win the victories, amen. Let me say this, I believe. There's some burdens that's been taken care of. There's some questions that's been answered.
Yeah.
And I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
He said, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Thank God. A Spirit-filled walk, thank God, is a good life to live.
Amen. Amen.
Just to walk and talk with Him. Just to have the presence of the Lord in your life. There's an old song that John Newton wrote. Tedious and tasteless the air. Sometime look that up and see the words of that song. That always just amazes me. I can't quote all of them right now, but pretty much what he's saying. He said, if a mansion would be just dull as could be, if the presence of the Lord is not there. And he said, thank God, he said, a shack by the road, I can't quote it all, would be a mansion to him where the presence of the Lord is.
Amen.
Don't we need the presence of the Spirit of God in our lives? Amen. It makes the sun shine brighter. It makes the birds seem sweeter. Thank God, it makes the life, I tell you what, it makes the last, the joyous times, thank God, a whole lot better. And thank God, it makes the hard times a whole lot easier. I'm glad for the presence and the Spirit of God, amen. Be filled with the Spirit, amen. You won't go wrong with that. We're going down through here. And the Bible says as well, in verse 9, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We already hit on this some Sunday night, but we won't stay very long here, but I believe we won't go wrong by praising God and thanking Him for our blessings.
Amen. Amen.
We got too short a time down here to go through and complain about everything coming to order.
That's right.
We got too short a time. He said, give it, praising God, singing songs, thank God, and making melody in your heart. Don't that make the day go a whole lot sweeter, man? I mean, we put up with enough down here, but thank God, when you just go through the day of praising God and making melody in your heart, thank God, and singing praise, that makes your time a whole lot better, thank God. I tell you what, giving praise to Him. I find in the Word of God where Jesus Christ told the disciples, He said, as He went up to Bethlehem and Bethany there, He said, go down there into the village. He said, there'll be a little colt tied there. And He said, go down there and loose that little colt. And He said, if anybody asks about it, just tell them the master had need of it. They went down and unloosed the colt, and somebody asked him, what are you doing? They just told the master had need of it. They brought that little colt back, and they put clothes on him, gloss on it, and put Jesus Christ on that little colt. And thank God, that's a pretty good place to be. I tell you what, when you get Jesus Christ on you, people will know about it,
amen?
But anyway, the Bible says that as they led Jesus Christ up into Jerusalem there, they strode their clothes and palms before Him. It's like a loud Hosanna, He that cometh in the name of David. I can't quote it all, but thank God, they were praising Him and thanking Him, amen, and shouting and praising God. And the Bible said, some of them said, make them be quiet.
Yeah.
The Pharisees. He said, if they hold their peace, the stones are going to cry out.
Amen.
I haven't done this at Will of Battle yet, but I have done this in church. I picked me up a rock and brought it and set it on the communion table and sit there and watched it a little while. Which one was going to start praising God first? Are you with me?
Amen. That's right.
He said, if they hold their peace, the stones are going to cry out.
Amen.
Thank God. It's all right to praise God.
Yes.
Amen. It's all right to thank Him.
It is. Amen.
Each and every day.
Amen.
Redeeming the time. Amen. the old preacher said, I'm just too blessed. I'm just too blessed. Thank God. To lay around whom despair and agony on me. Thank God, I'm just too blessed. Thank God, God has been too good to me. And let me tell you this, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
We just got a taste of it. Thank God what he's done for us. But redeeming a time because the days are evil. Next of all, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. In other words, thank God, praying one for another. As I said last night, there's nothing worse than a church and a body of believers with malice and envy and strife toward one another. As well, we see here in verse 22, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, the church is subject unto Christ, and let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ hath loved the church and gave himself for it. God ordained the home and blessed the home and said it was good. You want to make the most of your days. Those spouses, you need to pray for one another. The devil is fighting the homes at a record pace. He knows if he can destroy the home, he don't have to get in to the church at all. When he tears the homes apart, the church is going down pretty quick.
That's right.
But husbands, you are to love your wives even as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for it. There's families all over those fussing and fighting. There's kids right now that all they know in their home is mom and dad fighting. Amen. Over a dollar, over this, or over that. That's all the kids know. God help them. If you want to make the most of your days, make sure your home is pleasing to the Lord.
Amen.
What it should be to the Lord. Tired of seeing families separated. Tired of watching kids being used as pawns, pulling one back and forth.
Amen.
Makes life rough and hard. God ordained the home. Bible says that he saw Adam and that he was alone and he wasn't good. And he made him a helpmate. Someone to enrich his life. Someone to make his life better. Someone he can enjoy that garden with, thank God, the beauties of God's creation. Someone he can share all the joys of life with.
That's right.
I remember preaching at Vanderpool some time ago, and the Lord laid a question on my heart. Is your spouse a better Christian because they married you? Something to think about. You that are single, please help me. Say amen. But it's the simple fact.
Amen.
A couple, it is never God's will for a couple to fuss and fight, envy and strife. Things in the home. Man, I've watched it destroy homes.
Yeah.
God, brother, man, I ain't heard you. Won't go into all the details. But the devil just tore apart his home. I wish I could have done more. Get your family back in church. You need that more than anything else. You need to put God first. The devil's fighting on every hand. Don't let him fight at home. better spend some time in prayer. Very patient. Spiritual leaders. You're the under-shepherd of that home. You will give an account for that home one day. And to make the most of our days, we need a home that's filled with peace and joy.
Amen.
And love. Right. Oh, yes, there's going to be some times. Me and Lisa have some heated fellowship every once in a while. And she usually wins. I have to say, you're right and I'm wrong. I better not say nothing else there. She says, don't mention me when you're preaching.
Right, amen.
It ain't perfect. But I'll marry her again.
Amen.
I don't know where to be without her. Guard your homes. Make the most of it. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. They say, I'll hush. I say, I just scratched the surface tonight. But man, time is a very precious thing. Things I wish I'd done. Things I wish I'd done different.
Yeah.
Time won't let me now. Because that's already passed.
Right.
Time's a... Brother Jason, if I make it to the senior, I'll be 59. I just have to look at the obituary today. I see, I don't know who he was, but fell a little older than me. Already went out there through. We had a class reunion, I think already somewhere around about 40 out of our class went out of his earth. Time is a great, precious thing. I often think about like this. I'm trying to, if the Lord allows me to preach 10 more years, and I don't know if he will or not. I'll only have 520 more Sundays to preach. If I preach every Sunday as hard as I can. If the Lord just gives you 10 more years here on this side of eternity, you'll only have 520 times to come into Mount Lebanon and praise the Lord. I don't want to discourage or depress you, but I want you to think about what we're doing with our time.
Amen.
Are we in the will of God? Are we giving thanks? Are we submitting ourselves one to another? Are we praising Him? Are we filled with the Spirit of God? Make the most of your days. It's precious. It's precious. It's funny. You think, well, I've got time, and let's say I try not to, but it still kind of go back to this. Me and Lisa's talked about a lot with us and Caleb. We thought, man, we've got time to do more. We got time to do this. We got time to do that. That Monday, I believe that been April 10th of 2023. He wanted to do something, so Holly and Wayne and Ethan took him over to Cape's Cove and let him ride around. And he saw one of these side-by-sides. And they said, let's go rent one then. So Wayne went and rented him a side-by-side, and they got in. He went all day without painkillers. He just had it in the time. They rode around Cape's Cove several times, rode across from Cape's Cove over to Townsend. And as he was coming back, they were coming back and stopped at Hampton, and they got a slushy. And somewhere up through there, through 321 or whatever,
He got choked on it, and his lungs collapsed. As soon as they got there to the house, they called the ambulance. The ambulance came and got him and took him to the hospital. Me and Lisa went to the hospital, stayed all night with him there. And I remember being there in the emergency room. You think, man, I've got time. I've got time to say other things. I've got time to do this. I've got time to do that. But as he sat there, I remember he was on oxygen. They had a mask on him. And he asked Holly, he said, do I got to wear this? She said, yeah, honey, you got to wear it until the oxygen level comes back. He said, oh, shucks. He said, it's all shucks. But we were there with him, and we thought, well, we stayed there that night. But as we was leaving, I remember he looked at me and Lisa, especially his mom there, and he went like this. Said, hello. You think, well, we'll just go here and sit in the emergency room or in the waiting room. We'll have more time. Last time I saw that smile. On this side of the earth, time is a precious thing. Live every day like it's your last, as it might be. Redeem the time because the days of love.